Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is your host, David Nathan, on the bright side. I hope everybody had a great week. Today, we have with us Professor Maurice Franks, M.R. Franks, who has written the book, The Universe and Multiple Realities. Now, take a minute. Imagine an inconceivable number of parallel universes and equally alternate versions of our Earth with inconceivable duplicates of yourself. Different Earths and parallel universes where, say, President John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King weren't assassinated. The Nazi war machine won World War II, the South won the Civil War, Charles Manson is President of the United States, and worlds where Elvis Presley and Bruce Lee are still alive. And let's even add Michael Jackson to that one. Now, this week's guest, Professor Maurice Franks, who is a life member of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada and has studied astronomy at Northwestern University's Dearborn Observatory under Dr. Carl Henise, and who was later astronaut Carl Henise, has written this book and has been very interested in quantum physics, philosophy, cosmology, and astronomy. And it led to the writing of The Universe and Multiple Reality, which explains in understandable non-mathematical terms what is multiple reality, the concept of parallel multi-universes and its relationship to perceived reality. These questions are tackled in the book as Professor Franks, who is also the professor of law at Southern University in Louisiana, explains the physics of miracles and paranormal phenomena such as ESP and telepathy, and sheds new light on the scientific fact that there is far more than just one universe, and that we constantly interact with many of these hidden universes. Additionally, Professor Franks holds an airline transport pilot's license, has worked as a certified flight instructor, and holds basic, advanced, and instrument ground instructor credentials as well. He has flown across the United States, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. Professor Franks, welcome to the bright side.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, sir. You know, I posted something the other day on Facebook. I posted this quote from Gary Renard, who wrote the book Disappearance of the Universe, and he says, reality is invisible, and anything that can be perceived or observed in any way, even measured scientifically, is an illusion, just the opposite of what the world thinks. What do you say about that? Is that, does that fall in line according to some of the things that you have found out in terms of your research and what you have written?
It's yes and no. My outlook on it is that there is no one reality. There's no question about that, and I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm speaking in terms of recent developments in quantum physics. What I would ask you to do is imagine an infinite number of universes, each of which differ from this one by only one quantum transition. What do I mean by that? One electron on one one atom is in a different position. In all other respects, the universe is the same as this one. There are an infinite number of these universes, obviously. But in my thinking, these universes are static, not dynamic. Now, let me explain what I mean by that.
Yes.
Your typical parallel universe theory, and I'm quoting Paul Davies, if the many universes theory were correct, however, the seemingly conceived organization of the cosmos would be no mystery. we could safely assume that all possible arrangements of matter and energy are represented somewhere among the infinite ensemble of universes. Only in a minute proportion of the total would things be arranged so precisely that living organisms, hence observers, arise. And he goes on, basically, to say that in this, yes, every possible universe is true, but each of these universes is moving forward on its own. Events are happening in them. Therefore, these are dynamic multiple universes.
Right.
Okay, they're dynamic. Each one of them, things are happening in.
Right.
And apparently, every second in this theory, you're splitting into millions of copies of yourself, each of which is unaware of the other. I don't buy that. I don't buy that in the least bit.
Okay.
Okay. And they talk about the so-called Schrodinger's cat. Not an actual physical experiment with a cat, but it's a thought experiment in which a cat is put into a box, and you don't know whether a vial of poison has been released or not. And the quantum physics says that you get two states, one universe in which the cat lives, one universe in which he dies. And I don't buy that either. I buy an infinite number of universes, each of which is static, frozen, like a still frame in a motion picture. And it is your mind that moves through these universes.
Okay.
Okay, producing what you perceive. And the route you take through this infinite labyrinth of universes can be different from the route that somebody else takes. So what you perceive can be different from what they perceive.
So how does this whole concept of there being an infinite number of universes even come about? Most people see what they consider to be a reality with their eyes, and what they see, that's real, and that's there, and that's the universe. How do we get multiple universes from the one what that we actually visualize?
From quantum physics, from the concept of quantum physics that requires the universes to be splitting at a fantastic rate into multiple copies of themselves. Of course, you can only, in that theory, you can only be in one universe, so you don't notice this happening. But quantum physics says it happens, and there is some experimental data to support that, as well as the fact that the computer industry is now even planning on having computers that dip briefly into an adjacent universe to speed up the computation process.
That sounds really far out, actually.
Yeah, I know, but I've read about that, and apparently it's happening. Assuming these parallel universes exist, I'm taking a static view, that they are static, frozen frames, and the perception of a universe consists of moving through billions of these universes every second. Quadrillions.
Yeah.
And just like a movie, when you move through the frames, you get a continuity of motion, and you perceive events as happening. But in reality, it's a bunch of still pictures on a movie. The difference between this and a movie is that on a movie, you've got one track down a piece of film. Here, these parallel universes, you can go through them in any different direction. You can arrange these static universes in a lattice, where each universe is adjacent to another universe that differs only slightly from it. And you're moving through these universes. Now, we're talking in more than three dimensions, so that we'd have to say they seem superimposed upon one another. You don't have to travel far to get to a carbon copy of yourself. a millionth of a second from now. But you're going through these static universes at a fantastic rate and perceiving events as changing.
Okay, what is going through these universes? You say the mind is.
Your mind, my mind.
Is this the mind that exists outside of the body or the mind that exists within the brain?
Well,
or as a result of the brain? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Charon of the University of Paris took the view that the brain is a tuning mechanism for the mind, like a radio is a tuning mechanism. You show a television set to some primitive person in a jungle, he's going to think there are little people in the TV set. But that's not the case at all. It's simply a tuning mechanism receiving signals. And the brain should be distinguished from the mind. The brain, the spirit of a human being, the one thing that physics can't explain, has an independent existence. And if it's going through these frames, these universes at a fantastic rate,